They call it the 50 million pound challenge. At the Compton Unified School District, it's a fun and competitive way to help fight obesity among teachers, faculty, and staff. The 12-week weight loss competition begins today at the district boardroom. There, 275 district employees will split into 55 teams and head for the scales.
Today's the first weigh-in, so for the next 12 weeks, they have to weigh in once a week. It's a mandatory weigh-in. They have to exercise at least 3 days a week, and they have to commit to eating healthier.
That was Tammy Foy, the district's grant manager and executive director of the Compton Education Foundation. She says the competition means much more than just losing weight.
It's not dieting. It's about changing the lifestyle and eating raw foods and eating healthier things and exercising and just, you know, feeling better about ourselves, and productivity goes up and attitudes change. And I've seen it.
These lifestyle changes are important to the Compton Unified School District, where obesity and fast food diets are a growing problem.
We have a large portion of our staff that are overweight. I would say a third of our staff are probably obese, not just overweight, but obese. On Compton Boulevard alone, you will see 10 fast food places on one block. It's really an issue that we're trying to really deal with.
Foy says the issue must be dealt with promptly because health premiums for district employees are on the rise. She attributes the rise to many of the chronic health issues related to obesity.
If we really don't help people learn how to eat better and healthier and exercise, and we probably would not be offered health care through one of our largest providers.
Dickerson Employee Benefits, the district's employee benefits firm, is sponsoring the program with cash prizes for the teams who lose the most weight. The district held the same competition last October, and Foy says employees lost a total of 2,500 pounds.
Some of our teams last time checked each other's lunch every day. What are you eating? You're not eating that. when we have the weekly weigh-ins, it's an opportunity for everyone to kind of not just cheer their team on, but cheer their friends on. You know, and people said this was the best thing that they've seen happen to Compton in a long time.
The final weigh-in will take place on June 30th. Skylar Kenny, Annenberg Radio News.